are three generations of racism in this very city.
Into a bunch of nigger lovers.
Let's go.
You know what was Jesus' race?
Jesus was a white man.
You lying son of a...
Jake Lang is an Israel psyop!
Yes!
Jake Lang is a fake Christian!
Assalamu alaikum. You got cowboys, you got good old boys all showing up to Dearborn, Michigan. Let's hear what they had to say.
Hey, it's Cowboy. I'm from Ohio and I came up here in case anyone got hurt so I could provide heart help. And what I received tonight was probably more love, probably more respect, offers of dessert, water from the Muslim than by smiles from the Patriots.
Because you guys don't know the level of brainwashing we've had. We've been brainwashed since birth on this shit, man. Like thinking you guys are the terrorist enemy.
And we'll also look into the possessions of the Quran burner as he was getting arrested recently for drug possession. Some really, really dark stuff was in his bag, besides the porn, the drugs that he was arrested for, things that are connected to the devils, to the calling upon the jinn, witchcraft, which would explain a lot. All that and more with my next guest, who was actually on the ground in Dearborn, Michigan. He also spoke at the City Hall meeting. All that and more here on The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. There's been a lot of ruckus. People have been going down to Detroit. What have they found? Well, we got somebody who went down there who's on the ground. We got a lot of people reporting from there. And before I bring out my guest, let's go ahead and hear what some not yet Muslims who are actually down there went down there being misinformed, but then they got to get on the ground. And these are some of the things that they had to say.
Hey, it's Cowboy. I'm from Ohio, and I came up here in case anyone got hurt so I could provide heart help. And what I received tonight was probably more love, probably more respect, offers of dessert, water from the Muslim than by smiles from the Patriots. I hope that my faith is representing itself as well as what the Muslim faith did in Dearborn tonight. And most of the issues came from 20-somethings on both sides, and that's always been that way. So let's begin to try to look into people's eyes instead of judging them. I leave here changed. Not going to convert, but I leave here changed.
Where are you from?
From Ohio,
awesome.
East of Columbus.
My name's Cowboy Dick. Nice to meet you, brother. Nice to meet you.
I leave here changed. Rumble in the jungle. It was down there in Detroit, but I got Daily Rumble, Mike Dean, who was actually down there. And what do you think about this cowboy and what he had to say? He said, I leave here changed.
So I talked to several people that had come down to the protest on Jake Lang's side, including one, the bearded vet. And I heard the same message over and over again, which is, this is not what we were expecting. We were expecting to walk into Baghdad or something like that. And this is just like any other American city. It is vibrant. It is kind. It is clean. It is well run. There's not some crazy Islamic takeover, and the people were very friendly. It was actually my first time going to Dearborn as well, and I was thoroughly impressed. Some of the people that I interviewed said the same thing as this gentleman said, which is they had been led to believe that this was some kind of terrorist stronghold. And when they got there, it was the exact opposite. It was any other metropolitan U.S. city that has a mix of different ethnicities, religions, cultures. The food is amazing. The people are very hospitable. You know, they wouldn't let me and my wife pay for anything, even if we insisted over and over again. They were just so happy to have people come to the city who weren't coming there for hate, and actually coming to learn about it. So I can't say enough about how gracious the city of Dearborn is.
There are just so many of these. I'm going to show one more.
The original Christian Crusaders, more Hudson than me.
Okay.
And we're getting all this shit in his inbox talking about terrorism, blah, 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 take over America. And I'm like, what the f***? And then he's like, yeah, well, you know, we got to do something. So he gets this march plan. And I'm like, have you seen this yourself? And he's like, no. I'm like, we got to go do a recon. We got to go see what's good, you know? So we come down here, man, leaving at like 3 a.m. for the call to prayer that's at like 4:30 one day. And man, we had no sleep for about a week and a half. That shit ain't happening. There's churches next to mosques, strip clubs. I smoke weed with Muslims. You know what I'm saying? It's not what everybody's saying. So we came and told the truth. People can't handle the truth. They got pissed off. I experienced it. So I got a little mercy for these people, because you guys don't know the level of brainwashing we've had. We've been brainwashed since birth on this shit, man. Like, thinking you guys are the terrorist enemy, when the terrorist enemy's really taking our f***ing kids, taxing us at 40%. You know what I'm saying? And we just came to the facts, and now I'm down here keeping the peace for idiot boy, who's a Mossad Jew agent, openly talks about his sister's a Mossad agent, and so was his dad. So
I don't know about all that smoking weed, but what are your thoughts?
I didn't see anybody smoking weed while I was there. Yeah. There are some hookah shops.
Yeah.
So maybe he's getting confused.
Maybe he got that confused.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like, you know, when I was down there, the people of Dearborn were super gracious. Everybody had smiles on their faces. The youth, I think, handled the situation like fabulously. They showed up in Spider-Man outfits and playing traditional Arabic music and dancing in front of these protesters and just showing them, like, you're going to come down here with hatred and bigotry in your heart, and we're still going to be a happy city regardless of what you do. We're going to have fun. We're going to make a party out of this atmosphere. And that's what I experienced. The only hatred and violence that I seen was when I was going down there, I was getting all kinds of credible death threats against my life just for going to Dearborn from people in MAGAville. And then when I got there, there were, you know, just trying to interview some of these people, the hostility and the bigotry in their face was so palpable. You could feel it. I mean, you could cut it with a knife through the air. And I had several of them get super aggressive with me. And I just, you know, I made a joke out of it. I even told one gentleman who was armed with a pistol and is probably about 200 pounds overweight and probably going to die from a heart attack soon, how handsome he was, to try and just, you know, dissipate some of this evilness and hatred that was in his heart and kind of lighten up the atmosphere. But it was difficult. And, you know, once we were able to get into the city council meeting, we had a performative show put on by Pastor Lorenzo, who's, in my opinion, a scammer, ex-drug dealer who just picked up a Bible one day and said, this is a better way for me to scam money out of people. And he tried to denigrate the city of Dearborn, which he does not live in, does not care about, made a paid trip to. And then that was followed up by Jake Lang. Now, Jake Lang knows that I called him out to a celebrity boxing match with me. And he knew that I was scheduled to talk right after him in the city council meeting. And he intentionally made a ruckus just to get himself kicked out so he wouldn't get caught on camera with me calling him to this celebrity boxing match. And then he would have to answer right there. So that's how big of a coward Jake Lang is. This guy has no manhood in him. He wears Temu body armor that doesn't even have plates in it. He runs around with guys who are, you know, it looks like recovering meth addicts from a trailer park. And it's all performative. It's all performative. And I was telling my wife this, brother, that if he was serious about this, there's another city 10 minutes away from Dearborn. but it's a poor city. There's Arabic signs everywhere. I'm not going to name it because I don't want some hateful people to go there. But there's Arabic signs everywhere. There's women walking around in hijab and niqab. Muslim brothers are clearly wearing traditional Islamic garb. He could go there, but he doesn't go there. And the question is why? Well, because it's poor and the media doesn't care about that city. But Dearborn is a wealthy city. It's a very successful city. And so the media is going to come. And they're going to just, you know, blast this all over. So for him, it's just all about getting this media attention. He's not serious about any of this. And at the end of the day, you really have to question, because it cost us $3,000 to make this trip. And it actually overran our budget a little bit because we ended up missing our original flight back and we had to rebook. And it was like a whole 24-hour excursion just to get home. Now, he's coming with an entourage. He's renting buses. He's doing all this. That trip for him must have cost $15,000, $20,000. But Jake Lang hasn't had a job since he got out of prison when he was pardoned. Who's paying for that? Because, like with us, we're donor funded off of our GoFundMe. So it's all public. You can see who funds our operations to fight against this bigotry. But his donors are dark money. And so there's clearly a political agenda, and obviously we all know who's probably behind a lot of this, and that's a foreign state called it, that has a very vetted interest into dividing American Muslims and Christians. And the beautiful thing about it, when I was down there, and I know I don't want to go too long on this, but we ate at a restaurant called The Great Commoner. Now, the owner of it is an Arab Muslim, and his wife is a Catholic lady. Both of them are absolutely amazing people. Best French toast I've ever had in my life. And the entire restaurant is immaculate. The chef is, he's a five-star chef, and the staff are all extremely well-trained. Beautiful restaurant. That's Dearborn. It's a mix of different people that have come together to live in harmony with each other, to live out the American dream, which is to make a success out of yourself. I mean, I didn't meet anybody there that didn't either have a business, a college degree, or were on their way to college. Also, I didn't really meet any people that were out of shape. Boxing and wrestling seems to be in their culture. So if I'm going to go and train for this celebrity boxing match with Jake Lang, if he'll accept it and be a man, I might have to go train there, because everybody goes to the boxing gym, including the restaurant owner. His wife was telling my wife that she does 2 hours of boxing every single day. So Dearborn is the quintessential American dream. Immigrants came to this country to work at the Henry Ford factories back in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they have integrated fully into the American dream. And there is no Islamic takeover. The city council, it's all mixed. They had a Christian pastor start off the city council meeting with a Christian prayer. They all stood up for it, and that, to me, I just think this whole thing is overblown. Lastly, I'll also say it was quite literally a clown show. We had people show up in clown outfits to just make fun of the whole protest, because you're literally protesting an American city for living the American dream. And so it was not nearly what social media is hyping it up to be. Like, there was this, it was dangerous and this and that. First of all, there was like 1,000 cops out there. I mean, there was a cop every 15 feet. So there was really no danger. A few people got into some scuffles or whatever, and they got arrested for disorderly conduct, maybe an assault or something. But other than that, it really is just being overblown by social media and by traditional media.
Before we get into some really dark stuff that's been uncovered, right before the Quran burner got arrested not too long ago, I want to show this clip with this pastor. And it's very interesting because recently when he was in a restaurant, he was also burning a Quran, and then he was uttering the N-word multiple times. And then you have this pastor. It's just mind-blowing.
The spirit of racism still dwells in this city.
White Christian men are not going to sit around while you turn our children into a bunch of nigger lovers.
You are three generations of racism in this very city.
Into a bunch of nigger lovers.
You guys need a couple of fucking shop on your
pod. Let's go.
You're dead
loud, my bloodline.
You know the what was Jesus? Stop all this bullshit. Get this on camera. Hey, what was Jesus' race?
Jesus was a white man.
You lying son of a bitch.
Jake Lang is an Israel psyop.
Yes.
Jake Lang is a fake Christian.
Who would be bringing someone like that? I don't know if he's brought him into his church, but you had a chance to
Pastor Lorenzo.
Yeah, let's go ahead and check out this clip.
Got Pastor Lorenzo here, big fan at the Jake Lang rally. Just a quick question: America first or Israel first?
Jesus first.
That's what I thought. Why do you say that? Is it because they're paying you? Take you over for a little paid vacation to Israel?
Nah.
Didn't you kiss the wall over there?
No. You're sure? Jesus' feet.
Did you?
Because
we got video footage of you doing it. Why can't you say America first?
Jesus is first.
Why can't you say America first?
Why can't I say Jesus first?
But in the whole movement, America first?
No.
You sure about that?
You know what it is?
Why did you have Jake Lang your church?
Are you asking
when he says N-word left, right, and center and throws out Nazis?
You never said the N-word?
No, I've never said that.
You never heard anybody
say
it?
I'm a Muslim. I don't say it.
You never said
I don't
anybody
need to
else say,
it. Say
the N-word?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Okay. So do you still talk to them?
I don't see them. No, I don't.
Okay.
Right. I don't hang out with racists.
Well,
he throws up Nazi salutes and wants black people hanging from trees. Why would you have him on your platform in your church when he wants to see black people hanging from trees?
Because every single
person, literally said he wants to see black people hanging from trees.
You want me to answer a question?
You're okay with that?
You want me to ask you a question?
Are you okay with that? I'm asking you a question. Are you okay with him saying he wants
to
see black people hanging from trees?
I'm okay with anybody being willing to come to church. And let me ask you a question. You said America first.
But your platform, it's a whole different thing from you letting him come to church and you platforming him on your church. Don't you see the difference there?
No, anybody. If somebody is willing to go to prison for our country because of elections, if somebody's willing to.
Why didn't you join the military and go die for our country?
Are you going to let me talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so let me finish my statement. Because you asked me a question, let me answer it.
Yeah.
Jake Lang went to prison for election fraud. I have proof. He was voted for illegally.
Okay, you're still not answering my question.
Hold on,
are you
finish.
Okay with Jake Lang
can
saying he wants black people
can
to
I,
hang from
can
trees?
Can I finish?
Yes or no? It's a yes or no question.
Look.
Don't strongman arm it. Just answer.
Look,
yes or no?
Listen. I'm okay.
Yes
I'm okay with Jesus being Lord, but you know what I'm not okay with? You owning my gas stations. You owning my grocery stores. I'm not okay with
media
1%.
I own a media company.
Being you're apartheid. That's what you're a part of.
I don't have anything to do with gas stations. Why can't you answer the question?
He just skipped out of there really fast. I mean, that was a very, really straightforward question. America first or
yeah.
He couldn't answer it.
Yeah, so I actually made him run twice in one day, which is probably hurting his ego still to this very moment. Because later he also went and did a performative anti-Islam bigot-filled speech at the city council. And then I got up after him. And Jake Lang, and I called him out and I said, listen, if you're so concerned with Arabs owning all the gas stations, as you claim, then why don't you take some of that money and go buy a gas station and give it to one of your black congregants at your church or your black neighbor? Why don't you do that? Because all you do is you make these performative little stunts and clips for social media, but you don't actually do anything to help the African-American community in your own church. And then as I was investigating more about this guy, apparently there's allegations that he bullied his way into that church through some very thuggish means. And there's actually lawsuits against him for that. He ran off the original founders of the church, et cetera, took it over. And most of the congregants have left. Like when he has a service, it's mostly his bodyguards there, his entourage, and he gets maybe 10, 12 congregants who will show up to his church. And he's using his church as a staging zone to get his propaganda out there, which he is most likely being paid for by a foreign country and violating the law of not registering as a foreign agent. Because if he's taken any money from a foreign country to sow division to the United States, and he is not filing a FARA document to prove that, then he's committing a felony, and so is Jake Lang.
Now, I'm going to show you something here, and let me know what you assess of this. I mean, we're going to be discussing or seeing some things that can potentially be linked to the jinn, could be potentially linked to a lot of things that would take somebody down this dark, dark path. You know, this Quran burner is, he's been quoted as saying that the Quran is demonic, satanic, a book that promotes these things. But when you look at his life, you know, he was recently arrested for drugs. And in that video, which we're going to look at, I don't know if you've ever seen this. Let's have a look, and then let me know how you would assess this.
What? Where's your license? I'm out of Florida.
I just got a hockey
game and lost my whole wallet literally a couple days ago. That's all I have is my passport. That's why I don't have a
wallet. Okay, so that's the infamous Quran burner. And then as we move along, as they are searching his belongings, or the belongings that were in the U-Haul that he rented, this is what the officers found.
You can clear us. We're going to stay in the area on service.
So I believe that's a Quran out of the many that he's taken out in different places and burned, which is the verbatim word of God Almighty. That's probably a translation or Arabic. So that, okay, this is some porn. It's a porn magazine. So this is the Crusader, right? I believe that was another Quran. Now, stay with me.
Vehicle?
I mean, I didn't
ask for one right there. Have you never seen
insurance? No. Life experience. Oh, yes, what's that?
Is that mushroom?
It's a mushroom.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I believe though, I don't do that stuff, but I believe that's illegal stuff to sell.
So those are the drugs. Now pay attention here.
There it is.
I'd like people to look up these books. Snap, take a screenshot of this and look up these books. I did before. I don't have the information now, but these are books invoking the devils, witchcraft books.
It's like some dark stuff, huh? Tarot books?
Well, I think that's what they would be hypnotic by.
Huh?
Because I told you they were hypnotic by them.
Oh.
So I don't know if those are the ones that are the best.
What the hell?
That was very interesting when I saw that. I mean, even the police officer, like, what did he say? So I don't misquote him.
He's some like, dark stuff.
Some dark stuff, right? It's a tarot books. And then anybody can go look and screenshot these books and look them up like I did. And you see these are basically witchcraft books. So you got this guy on drugs, witchcraft books, Kabbalah, all of this stuff is connected to certain people. And what are your thoughts when you see this? Because to me, it has me reflecting, like, you really got to be in a dark, dark place in life to do the kind of stuff, to be burning the verbatim word of God Almighty, to do the kind of things that he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, to be Jewish, which he has admitted to several times on camera, and then to be calling for a crusade, a white nationalist country, throwing up Nazi signs, wanting black people hanging from trees. I mean, look at all these bombastic things that he's done since he's gotten out of prison when he was pardoned by Donald Trump. And you have to think to yourself that either this guy is a highly paid Mossad agent, CIA agent, some kind of an agent, or this guy is just crazy and nuts and doing things you know, like he does, where he takes a goat around and dry humps it, pretending to have sex with a goat while throwing out the most atrocious allegations against Muslims, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know, people like Mamdani, and Abdul Saeed and stuff. This is just the evidence that his mind is in an extremely dark place, because even if he is a paid agitator, which I totally believe he is, then you still have to be pretty sick in the head to accept money to go and do the things that you're doing. And it's not like he's doing it in a safe manner either. He puts himself in a position where he could incur serious bodily harm or death, because one of these days he's going to meet somebody just as crazy as him, just like Chud the Builder did. And it's going to result in somebody getting seriously hurt. And it's, you literally have to just be in a dark place in your mind to want that. And it seems like he wants that. Like, he wants to be martyred for this, so that he can maybe live in infamy or something. And if he's into witchcraft, then it could very well be that the devil is whispering to his ear and telling him that, you know, this is the right path for him and it's going to work out for him in the end. But we all know it's not. And I just want to touch on another thing is, for as big of a platform that he has, he doesn't actually have that many followers, but he gets so much attention because everybody hates him. I was surprised. They had about 150 to 200 people show up in support of him at the Dearborn protest. And he was claiming that thousands of bikers from all the biker gangs are coming to support him. There's going to be, you know, bloodshed and crusade and all this stuff. And most of the people who showed up, about half of them were women. The other half were guys who were 200 pounds overweight, smoked two packs a day, and probably only have 5 to 10 years of life left in them and couldn't fight a battle, you know, if you paid them $1 million, because they can't even climb a flight of stairs. So I don't believe that we are in any imminent danger of Jake Lang being able to lead a crusade or a civil war. Or an ethnic cleansing of Muslims out of this country. He is a joke. Most people look at him as a joke. Even people on the right look at him as a joke. In my comment sections, I get people all the time who say, well, I hate you because you're a Muslim, but at the same time, you got to point Jake Lang as a joke and I don't like him either. Or they'll say, like, Jake Lang is a Mossad agent, so I don't like him either, but you're cancer because you're Muslim, so I don't want you here. I'll get that. So it just tells me that he doesn't actually have the pull that he thinks that he does.
Well, there's a lot to unpackage here. I mean, usually if you would think, you say Muslim, and anyone who knows Islam knows that Muslims strive to stay away from everything that's bad, everything that God Almighty prohibited, alcohol, let's say, the drugs, to stay away from fornication, to stay away from porn, to stay away from worshiping anything other than the Creator, the one God. And we all, human beings, we make mistakes. But a Muslim, you know, and a non-Muslim who knows Islam would, you know, usually call out a Muslim, say, hold on, your religion doesn't teach that. But what does it mean, like, now, because he is on the front line as some crusader, but all we see really associated with him is, besides the hate, besides the racism, you got drugs, you got alcohol, you got porn, we just saw witchcraft. I mean, aren't these all the antithesis to Christianity and to the moral teachings that are supposed to be attributed to it?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at one of my videos of one of the protesters that followed Jake Lang, a white guy with a red bandana on, I mean, he was literally saying that Jesus would tell people to suck his you-know-what, and this is their mindset, right? And then I had another guy basically saying that Jesus would carry a gun if guns existed back then. Well, swords existed. Why didn't he carry a sword around? So it really, in my mind, and I grew up Christian before I became a Muslim, and I know that there are a lot of white people who use Christianity as cover for their racism and bigotry. Cover. They hide behind a cross, but in reality, their heart is black and it is a stone. There is no light in them whatsoever. And that's the type of people who showed up, not all of them, but a lot of the people who showed up in support of Jake Lang to the Dearborn protest. That's who those were. They're just people that are using Christianity because they really just want to use it to cover up their racism and bigotry. I have more respect for somebody who walks around with a Nazi flag than I do somebody who calls himself a Christian but has the same belief as a Nazi. Because at least the person who's walking around with the Nazi flag, they're being honest about their belief. Now, it's completely wrong, and I disagree with it 1,000%, and I'll call them out on it too. But at least they're man enough to admit it and stand behind it and not hide behind religion. I mean, it's the same thing in all religions. There are people who are going to use that religion for their own evil means. We have it in Islam. It's in Christianity. It's in Judaism, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever you want to ascribe. There's people who are going to be that, and that's Jake Lang's followers in a nutshell. They're just racists and bigots, most of them, who are hiding behind Christianity, and they know that he's not even a real Christian, but they don't care because it's not about Christianity. It's about them having some type of white supremacist excuse to go out and hurl out racist and bigoted stuff and then claim that they're the victim because Muslims are taking over. Even Pastor Lorenzo, the con artist, he said in his city council speech that Muslims make up less than 1%. This is a Christian nation and you'll never take over. But in the same speech, he said Muslims have taken over. Well, if Muslims are less than 1% and it's clearly a Christian majority country, then how did we take over? What, like, do we own the presidency? Do we own the Congress? Do we own the Supreme Court? No, we don't own any of that. And so there is no Islamic takeover of this country. And this country, and I'm a proud American, and I will say this, I think everybody that shows up to these protests, especially if you're second, third, fourth generation Muslim in this country, please start flying the U.S. flag. Please stop flying the... I'm German and English. You'll never see me flying a German or English flag. I wear the U.S. American flag because that's my home. That's my country. And there's nothing wrong with that. In the Sunnah, during the Battle of Badr, the two groups from the Muhajirin and the Ansar, they had their own flag. And they were able to carry their own flag. And this is Sunnah so that because they had their own way of fighting a battle. So being an American, you're second generation, third generation, fourth generation, this is your home. This America, this is our home. We shouldn't have to feel like we're foreigners in this country. And so I've seen a lot of beautiful brothers who did show up in Dearborn with U.S. flags, but I've seen a lot showing up with Iraqi flags, Yemen flags. And it's like, bro, you're giving them the ammo to say that this is some type of an invasion and you're a foreigner. You're not a foreigner. You barely even speak Arabic. I'm white and I speak better Arabic than you, and you're in a town that speaks Arabic. So please fly the U.S. flag to just dispel their narrative. And at the same time, America is a country where everybody can come and practice their religion in peace. That's guaranteed in the Constitution. It's a unique thing in the world. And anyone who defies that and wants to make this a Christian theocracy, they need to be called out. And at the end of the day, what are they going to do with the 30 or 40 million agnostic and atheist ex-white Christians? Are they going to, you know, remove their heads with us and you know, kick us all into the ocean together or what? Because nobody wants a Christian theocracy in the United States. Nobody follows Jake Lang in any serious manner. And this is, again, why I called him out to a celebrity boxing match, because it's not even about me beating him up or knocking him out. he wants attention. He wants to, you know, make a name for himself or whatever. Okay, fine, Jake, come see me in the ring. We'll do it in Dearborn since you love it so much. I've already got everything set up. We'll get city council approval. Come and fight me in the ring. You can raise money for your little crusade or whatever, and I'll raise money and give it all to the Palestinians. At least this way, you're actually making some type of a change in whatever it is that you're trying to get. And I'll make a change in the world by supporting children in Palestine who are starving to death. But of course, he won't do that because A, he's a coward, and B, his bosses that are telling him what to do will never allow him to agree to that, because when he loses, inshallah, then it just crushes his narrative that he's this tough crusader guy.
There's reports, I don't know if you heard of this, that this Quran burner, Jake the Liar Lang, was barred from entering Texas as a strict condition of his $250,000 bond after being charged with a third-degree felony terrorist threat. You heard of this? How does that now?
Yeah.
So he.
That's when he was saying he wanted black people hanging from trees. So was down there in Texas.
So Texas basically outlawed him, barred him from coming into Texas.
Yeah.
Wow. So can Detroit do something similar? Can these states, because he's basically disturbing the peace, he's coming down there, making a ruckus, he's, I don't know how much resources were taken from the city. You look at all those police officers, right, putting them in harm's way. I mean, you're making it very dangerous for the police officers, the city's resources. Did you get a chance to speak to some of the police officers there, politicians? And how do they, it seems like they end up having to dedicate their time to him, actually.
So I want to talk about that aspect. I'm glad you brought that up. First of all, I was able to meet with and speak to the chief of police, Issa. Wonderful guy. Very, very calm.
Yeah, I've met Issa. Yeah. Very nice man. Yeah.
And I got to speak to, and this, a lot of people say that, oh, see, because, you know, he's a Muslim, then this is the Sharia police. Most of the police force is not Muslim, by the way. They have white police, black police. I've talked to several of them. First of all, probably one of the most professional police interactions I've ever had. They were all so courteous. And even like when they were giving instructions, they were saying it in a very professional, non-aggressive manner, but also, you know, this is how we're doing it, so everybody needs to follow it. So my kudos to them, man. They did a fantastic job doing the best that they could with the situation. Whenever there was an actual threat, they were quick to respond. Nobody got hurt. And it was just a great show of how police should be. Because police get a really bad rap. And for right reasons, because there's a lot of bad police who do a lot of terrible things. What I seen in Dearborn is a very well-run police department. So I think a lot of that goes to the leadership there. I also got to speak to some of the leadership in the city council. I was trying to meet briefly with the mayor. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to because of the way the whole situation worked out. I had my wife sitting in a parking lot in the car, and it was very difficult to get to the protest site. So we had to park a little bit away, and I wasn't comfortable with her coming out into the protest. So I just asked her to stay there, and the meeting took so much longer than I thought. It was starting to get dark. So I had to leave the meeting to get back to my wife, cause I wasn't going to leave her in the car in the dark. And so I didn't get to meet with him, but we are going to try and get back there, and we're setting that up to meet with him and interview him. However, I did listen to his speech that he gave after Jake Lang, Lorenzo, myself, and a few others were able to do public comment. And I got the feeling that this guy's not going to be mayor of Dearborn for too much longer, because he's probably going to be governor of Michigan soon. If you ever listen to a speech of a man who has high quality leadership, it's the mayor of Dearborn. And I think that he has a much bigger role to play in the near future in his political career, because I was blown away. I got the whole thing. We're going to be putting parts of it out on our Instagram here soon. So, I was just thoroughly impressed with the leadership to the police department. They also had FBI there. A lot of people don't know this. So there were actionable and credible threats against city council members and the mayor of Dearborn's life, that there was somebody that was coming. If they had the opportunity, they were coming armed and they were going to try and commit a terrorist attack against the city councilman and the mayor. So there was a lot of FBI, a lot of plainclothes. And then again, we just had tons and tons of police that were out there all over the place from Wayne County, Dearborn, as well as other other administrations. The resources that it took to make sure that nobody got seriously injured or that this turned into a disaster, I would estimate was probably over $1 million of taxpayer money. And this is what Jake Lang wants, and this is what he does. Now, could they do something like Texas? Well, he would have to commit a potential felony in Michigan to do it. One thing that I would say, though, is, and I know they did this for security reasons, but everybody that was doing the meeting, we had to go to the back of the building and wait in line, which is perfectly reasonable. Get away from the protest, right? But they brought Jake Lang through the front doors and then had him sitting inside for well over an hour in the air conditioning in a nice little comfortable room, and got this special treatment, which he then says that he's being oppressed and this and that. Well, the rest of us were standing out in the heat and the humidity. He was in an air-conditioned room waiting to go and give his speech. He didn't have to sign out a comment card and wait in line like everybody else. He didn't have to wait outside like everybody else. He was given food and water inside. So he's given all this special treatment, and he still goes out and accuses the city of Dearborn of somehow doing him wrong. And to me, I think in the future, my suggestion to the city council is, other than hosting a celebrity fight, if he'll accept it, is don't give this guy preferential treatment anymore. Don't. I know you're doing it for security because getting him out of the crowd will also dissipate the crowds, you know, being riled up and whatnot, and you don't want anything to happen. But he's expecting this special treatment, which is why he keeps coming back. So make him sit out there in the heat. Make him sit in the cold if it's in the winter. Don't give him special treatment anymore. That's the only suggestion that I would give. Other than that, I give the whole city council, the police department, Wayne County Police, FBI, everybody, I give them A+ because they handled it extremely well.
And this is Mike with Daily Rumble. Thank you for filling us in and giving us insight of what happened as you were there on the ground. And you did a great job. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. I always love coming on your show. Keep doing all the good work that you're doing.
You too. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.